This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories titled Mikolas Semelis, The Woodsman's Heart.
Christians Mikolas and Jadwiga Semelis and their five children welcomed Jewish friends into their home during the Holocaust. Meir Koren and his two sons, his daughter, and his sister-in-law had escaped the Kovno ghetto. Mikolas made a hiding place for the family beneath the floorboards of his house. Soon, though, Mikolas and Jadwiga were hiding nine more Jews, friends and family of the Korens. Hiding and feeding 14 people was very dangerous, especially when buying bags of potatoes and flour might draw unwanted attention. In April of 1944, tragedy struck the Semelis family. Jadwiga had to undergo surgery and died during the operation. But despite the loss of his wife, Mikolas continued to care for his Jewish friends. A human being dies once, Mikolas told himself, and maybe I could rescue them. He did so, rescuing Jewish people until the area was liberated from the Nazis in July of 1944. Then, 1 year later, in 1945, Lithuanian nationalists murdered Mikolas Semelis for helping Jews. After the war, most of the Holocaust survivors who had hidden under the Semelis home made Aliyah to Israel. They stayed in contact with the children of the couple who had saved their lives. In 1983, the couple was recognized for their courageous actions when they were named Righteous Among the Nations. I'll share another story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.